From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There has been an attempted coup in Turkey by what the government there describes as a clique in the military. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with more.
The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is declaring that the coup has been defeated. This has been echoed by his prime minister, Binali Yildirim. He said that there are a few remaining pockets of resistance, but most of the coup, people involved in the coup, have now been detained. According to figures now, over 300 soldiers have been are now in custody. There are pictures all on social media and on TV showing the soldiers being led away by police. There have also been some pictures on social media of dead soldiers and others being attacked by crowds. It's been a night of unprecedented violence in the country's history.
Dorian Jones in Istanbul. France began the first of 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on Bastille Day celebrations in Nice that left 84 dead. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks left 130 dead. In Washington, President Obama says he spoke with Mr. Hollande.
And I told President Hollande that we will stand united now in our grief, in our praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives. And we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who have condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. This is VOA News.